You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, not currently banned from the Paramount parking lot. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And Mike the Ghoul, hanging out, talking some more horror rumors and news.
We're going to be talking Scream. We've covered the Scream series a lot at this point. It keeps showing up in our podcasts.
It's a favorite.
It's a good series. But you have finally had a chance to watch Scream 6, which we were talking about on previous casts this whole time. So, your thoughts first on Scream 6, we can discuss that, and then I really want to dig into Scream 7 here for a second.
So, I liked the, Scream 6. I thought the ending was good. It was just bloody enough. The opening we've talked about, the real missed opportunity with the ghost face reveal, I think we kind of hit on that a few times. It was a good movie. I wasn't a fan of the ghost face. I felt they were some of the weaker of the franchise. But, I mean, I liked the hero group, the core four now of what they are or what they were. They did a very good job, and I was starting to buy them to be part of a trilogy, which I guess we're, going to talk about now. I'm not going to say.
And that is the problem with the Scream 7 is we have no fucking clue what it's even going to be about now. Nev Campbell is back. Presumably Courtney Cox is back. But the Nev Campbell get is huge because she left Scream 6 over the fact that they didn't pay her enough. And rightly so. She should leave over that. Good for her.
Right.
And then they have Kevin Williamson back, who presumably, I'm not sure he's actually writing, but he's going to be directing, or maybe it's both. It's a whole...
He's directing, not writing. Someone else is writing. I read that today. I'll try to find the name but yes.
Okay. So, I get that his second one wasn't great, and I don't even think he was really involved in the third one. It was more than a story by kind of guy. But you've brought him back. It was his script that started it, and he's not writing. Maybe that's by his arrangement or not, but that seems really weird.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice. I'm hopeful that we're going to see some interesting things with him as the director. I really feel like, to your point, with we don't know what's going on, I don't think they know. I think they're just we're going to throw this in the fucking wood chipper and make something out of it that we're going to make work. So the Courtney Cox is going to probably be great. But the Nev Campbell, like you said, that's huge. If you want to save the franchise that really doesn't need saving, but needs saving from itself right now, Nev Campbell's the right person to grab. And you pay her what she wants. And Kevin Williamson has said that you pay her what she wants.
Well, I think this worked out well for her is the fact that because they decided to fire one of the two lead actresses, Melissa Barrera, just stating support for the people of Gaza was all she said. And she got fired over that because, quote unquote, it's anti-Semitic, which it's not. As the Jew on the podcast, it's not. I don't have authority to speak for all of Israel. I do have authority to speak as someone who is of Jewish descent going, that's not anti-Semitic to support people. That's no. But she got fired for those comments. And then because she was basically the lead, because Nev Campbell walked away from Scream 6 for not getting paid enough money, your series is based around her character, Sam Carpenter. If you don't have her, you don't have a film. So at that point, when Paramount's like, shit, what did we do? Nev could basically ask for anything she wanted, and I'm sure they were willing to throw it at her at that point. So good for her. They fucked up hard, though.
I think we've talked about it, before, with Vin Diesel making great business decisions.
Yeah.
What a business decision by Nev Campbell.
Right?
I'd be like, you don't want me in Scream 6?
Right.
Okay. And Scream 6, I think it wasn't a bad movie. It was good. But it definitely was lacking Sydney. Sydney's kind of the glue
She's
that holds things
line.
Together.
Yeah.
But it held its own as a movie for the most part without her. But, with the chaos now that is 7, you need to bring her back. And what a smart move by her to say, you know what? I know what my worth is. Go without me, God bless.
Yeah, no, and she got to negotiate however she wanted when they came back to her.
Yep. Great move.
It wasn't guaranteed they were going to come back to her. The fact that they fired Melissa Barrera, and then, even after firing her, they were probably sitting there going, well, we still have Jenny Ortega, and she's really popular right now. We can build a series over one of the two sisters, and she's like, nah, I'm already planning on leaving, so bye, guys. And then the director they had lined up, Chris Landon, who did the Happy Death Day movies. He walked over it too, and they're just like the entire project fell apart at that point. And you're like, well, Nev can negotiate whatever she wants, and I'm sure one of her first things was sitting there going, "I want Kevin Williamson back."
Yeah, and to your point, I feel like I'm not I don't speak for Jenna Ortega, but I feel like there's a bit of the like her being like, "Oh, you fired Melissa Barrera." You know, I got obligations for Wednesday. You know, I don't really need to do this. So bye.
They say that she was already going to leave anyway because Wednesday's production schedule and other things was just going to get in the way. But it's also this thing of she's a huge star now. I have a feeling if she said, "You know what, I need to wait on this a couple months," Paramount would have been like, "Okay, we'll wait. We'll wait for you to make the movie so we have a lead actress." But no, she was willing to walk, and this probably only sped up her decision. Like, she was waffling about it, and then she's like, "No, I'm good now. Bye."
Again, I feel like this movie for her is probably going to be, you know, one of those smart business decisions. I think she's popular enough, she's young enough where she's going to do what she wants to do. And Wednesday is going to be a hit again. The season one was fantastic.
Really? Really?
I loved it, really? Man. I thought it was great.
No. I liked her. I thought she was great as Wednesday. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe I liked her as Wednesday. Yes. We'll talk about that another point. We can do another podcast. That's fine. We're looking for content. Let's talk about Wednesday. Let me refresh on it. We'll
talk about it. I have a feeling we're doing a surprise podcast.
As Wednesday, she was good, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I didn't love it as much as I actually loved her in the role. Let me double check before I defend myself.
If they were like, "We're going to make a movie about her and she's just going to go be weird for like an hour and a half," I'd be like, "I am on board with this. She's great. She is so in that role. I will watch the show for her, even though the show was ass," I felt, in just about every other instance. But she's on the rise with that. She's got that. She had the Scream movies under her belt that people liked. She's got the new Beetlejuice movie coming out.
Excited for that, too, by the way.
See, and most people are, and it's going to make money just because it's, you know, 80s revival and Michael Keaton's back, and I'm sure it's going to do just fine. So she is not hurting at all. Her walking away from Scream was a smart business decision as well.
Yeah, agreed. So. She's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what we get here. I feel that if you want to save the franchise, like I said, that might not need saving, but needs saving from itself now. Yeah. You're bringing the right people back in. So I'm not giving up on Scream 7. But I am interested and a little concerned for what it could have been, because they were going in a pretty good direction.
They were. Oh, and that's true. Like, the whole idea of and I'm pretty sure Melissa Barrera, even if she was asked to come back, she says, "Well, you never know. I probably would think about it." I'm sitting there like, "You're not coming back." They'd have to throw gobs of money at you and a guarantee on your contract about how you're going to be hired and everything else. And with Neve Campbell back, they'd have no need to do this.
Not right now, anyway.
No, they had a whole exploration that made it look like she was eventually going to become an actual killer. And that would have been a cool twist for the franchise. And
it would have been. It would have been.
We're not getting that, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. If Scream 7 is awful, then we probably will look at the death of the franchise at that point.
I think so, yeah. It'll be a while. It'll take, you know, unfortunately, but it'll probably go the way of Friday the 13th and, you know, Nightmare. Mm-hmm. We'll get 8, 9, 10 years and then some kind of a reboot, and maybe it'll be okay. And I hope that doesn't happen, because it's been a pretty consistent force over the last 20 years. It's had some low points, but its highs have been very high as a franchise overall. So to go out this way would kind of suck, but I mean, we'll see.
It is a franchise that has had more hits than misses. Like, we discussed before, 2 was only okay, 3 was kind of only okay, 4 was kind of ass. But you've got 1, 5, and 6 that are really good.
Yeah.
I think 1 and 5 being the tops of them. Both of them named Scream, which makes sense. But, like, even the bad ones are still watchable for the most part, so it's not like when you're in the dregs of the Friday the 13th series and you're sitting there going, "Oh my God, why am I still here?"
Like, I am much more apt to watch Scream 2, Scream 3 than, you know, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Right.
So,
but he punches a dude's head off. I mean, come on.
There's some gratuitous violence in there, and it's fantastic. But as far as like just raw story, there's much more thought and development and build in any of the Scream movies than a lot of the other slashers that we've got between the 80s and mid 90s.
For sure. But yeah, no, I agree with you that the thought that we're not going to be able to get like more on the Sam storyline is disappointing, because whether she gave in to her killer side completely or not, the series was having fun playing with the idea of it, and that was fresh and different for the franchise. Like, Neve Campbell's character Sydney is always going to be the good girl. Like, we don't get anything new about it. She survives. Someone tries to kill her. She kills them. that's the end of it. Without, mm-hmm. like, Sam's character around to play off of, you never have to worry about her plot armor, because you don't have the franchise at this point without her. But if Sam were around, there's a possibility Sam could kill her. There's a possibility she could just die. You don't know. Like, it's less obvious whether or not Sydney's going to make it through a film if Sam is around.
Right. I do feel that if we get Courtney Cox back, which I think we will, that this will be her Dewey.
Yeah.
I think it'll be her Dewey, because I feel like if you're going to save this franchise, that's a death that might be able to do it, depending on how glorious you can make it for that character.
Yeah. You gotta at least prove that someone doesn't have plot armor anymore. I don't even know if you bring back the rest of the, I guess, remaining two of the core four at that point, because they don't really have a connection to Sydney. It's a different movie. Like, I feel like the killer has to go after Sydney and her family in her town now, as opposed to doing anything with any of the core four. That plot is done, and it's great, because the brother had plot armor beyond anything I could imagine. It was kind of getting annoying.
We talked about that. Yeah. It was insane. How that guy had not died, even in Scream 5.
No, so he needed to die. He kept not dying. Dude had to die. So
I think that we'll see, you know, probably a Patrick Dempsey appearance in this movie. Sure. Much more likely than we'd see, you know, we'll see the what's left of that core four probably in some role in these movies. They'll probably take whatever paycheck they could take. I mean, why not? Whatever.
I bet you in the intro. I bet you if we see the other two of the core four, it's in the intro, and they both die to prove that plot armor doesn't exist, quote unquote.
Maybe that's what they can do in the first 15 minutes of that movie, then, to really set it up and be like, okay, you know what? They both probably shouldn't have made it through 5 and 6. Yep. Let's take care of them both right here, and now we got you for the next 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, fair, I guess. It's still going to be the thing of where's Sam and whatever, and they'll do the thing they did with Sydney in 4 or in 6. Oh, yeah, no, they're off here having a vacation. They're safe. And then that will be the end of it, and they're just written out. But killing off those two, at least, gives us some sort of, like, yeah, that's okay, that's fair. They needed to, like, prove a point. Killing off Courtney Cox's character, I think, is fair. I don't think, unless Sam is somehow able to be brought back in, they recast or they bring back Melissa Barrera, I just don't see Sydney dying.
Wouldn't it be, like, the most Giga Chad move of all time if, like, they don't show you who, obviously they're not going to show you who the ghost face is, but they show you at the end of the movie, watch it be Melissa Barrera and she does kill Sydney.
Oh, that'd be
like
great.
That would be like Oscar worthy shit from this franchise, man. It would be so good. And it's sad we're not going to see it, but maybe.
Maybe. I think the only thing, the way they could continue the franchise past a Sydney death, is that if she dies defending, like, her daughter, and then the daughter picks it up from there. But still, even then, it feels a little weird, you know?
It'd be an interesting turn for a franchise that doesn't need to do that kind of a move to continue.
Yeah.
You know, that feels like very more sci-fi than anything. It'd be disappointing.
It would have been better if they just, like, hadn't fired her.
Yeah.
they should have done what they did with James Gunn. Disney and all of that, and been like, oh, they're fired. Wait, no, we're back. We're sorry. We didn't mean it. It's fine. And they pulled the mea culpa, and they just let it, like let the story die after 2 days, and then Melissa Barrera was just still in the franchise. That would have been the smartest thing to do, but they didn't do that. Some higher up is like, no, we must protect Israel at all costs, and not even thinking about it. And so it's just a decision that can't be undone somehow.
Yeah, weird. Sad.
It is sad. So I like Scream. I think it's great. But as I said at the start of this podcast, we've talked this topic out a lot.
Yeah, and not mind talking about it. This is a great franchise overall.
Oh, except for the TV series.
There's been some good fair.
That TV, I sat through 2 seasons of that TV series and the holiday special they did. And before I was even writing for the website, so I feel bad because at some point I feel like I have to go and watch it again, which is tragic. But I didn't even have the stamina to try and go watch the 3rd season. That's how bad it is. I've sat through all of these movies, some of which are not great. I've sat through the whole of, like, the Friday the 13th series and all the bads of the Nightmare series and everything else. And I couldn't even get through the 3rd season of Scream. The only thing I've watched slasher that's worse was the 1 season they made of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's just a, never was a fan of that
no,
franchise.
No, I wasn't either, but it was a TV show and it was there and I'm like, well, it's a slasher. Let's no. In general, TV slashers are just not as good. Like, there was actually the TV show Slasher, is what it was called. And I watched three episodes, like, this is fine. And then I just never felt the need to go back. It has, like, four seasons or something. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have the stamina for this. It's too slow. It's too long. You get, like, one or two kills in the span of, like, what would normally be eight or nine. And I'm like, I need more, guys. Give me more.
The pacing doesn't really work well when you try to stretch something out that should be 90 to 110 minutes into eight or nine episodes. It just doesn't feel right. No. There's too much exposition. There's too much, you know, not clutching your seat waiting for something to happen. You know, it's just too much downtime. It just doesn't work.
No. Yeah, so the Scream series, the Scream TV show, which they did because they couldn't do the movies because, like, the fourth one bombed so bad.
Right.
They were like, we can't make any more of these. Let's do a TV show. And then they're like, maybe we should have made more movies.
And I like Jill from the fourth one. We've talked about Ghostface before. She's very high on my list. But you're right. Overall, that is definitely, you know, the
story's it's the within weakest.
Three and four are the weakest for me overall. Yeah. And they're up there. But the one endearing factor for four for me is Jill. I love Jill.
Her performance is fun. She's a weirdo killer.
She's weird, all right. She's psychotic, man. She almost gets away with it. She's so good. She's the closest one to almost get away with it.
Yeah. She was almost the series Kefka.
Almost.
I mean, it would have been interesting if they decided to, like, have her be the killer and then she gets her own movies after that. That's a bold move to do there that they didn't follow.
Yeah.
The series is full of bold moves they could have done that apparently are just going to revert back to Sydney wins again.
Well, I mean, you know, Mary Sue always prevails in the end, and, you know, Sid is a Mary Sue of sorts, so...
I guess.
Whatever. But take a chance, guys.
Yep. This has been Not So Live for Astro G, counting the days until Sydney dies. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And I just want to know what's your favorite scary movie.
What was it? Showgirls? Absolutely terrifying? Wasn't that the line?
I think it was, yeah.
And we will see you all next time.